Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Mosaic Podcast, created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in senior living. I am Andrew Benoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life, formerly known as Jewish Senior Services. We are proud to be celebrating our 50th anniversary of serving seniors in Fairfield County and beyond. Every day, we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process. We hope that this podcast will give you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey.
Welcome to today's podcast. I am Mary Przinski here with my co-host, David Magner. This week, we are going to be talking about adult family living. This is a program that many families may not be aware of, but could really benefit from. To tell us about the program, we have Laura Snow Robinson here with us. Laura is the director of the Institute on Aging at Mosaic Senior Life. She has been at Mosaic Senior Life for 15 years and has her master's in public health from Yale. She helps multiple community service programs at Mosaic Function, but today she's going to be speaking about Mosaic Adult Family Living. It's a relatively new program in the state of Connecticut that allows caregivers who live with the care recipient to receive a daily tax-free payment through Medicaid. Laura, what is adult family living?
Well, adult family living started in Connecticut around 2015. It's designed to support caregivers who live in the same household as an adult who needs daily help. It's not home care. The caregiver can be a family member or a friend. The home can be theirs or the adult who needs help home. If they're moving in together, we just need to know that a primary caregiver resides with them. The nurse from our agency is a coach for them and supervises that a safe plan of care is in place for both parties. And the caregiver gets a tax-free daily payment. So for example, we have a daughter who had to recently move in with her daughter to help with her mother. We had to move in with her mother to help her. And her mother very much wants her daughter to help her and has often kicked out other caregivers from agencies, friends or family they've asked to come over. But her daughter couldn't manage to not work at all. That daily stipend eases the financial burden we know that can happen and stabilizes the situation longer for the family. And she would not be able to do this without adult family living.
So Laura, do you place caregivers in the home?
That's a good question, David. No, we are not a staffing or home care agency that provides caregivers. Caregivers under this program live in the home. It's their home too. If they have the space, they can provide help to multiple people. So there could be a situation where folks share in the care and share the household expenses, and the caregiver gets paid a stipend for each person that they assist. This is sometimes why adult family living is actually called adult family living and foster homes. We do try to match people if we meet someone who cannot live alone but would be great in a supportive household. For example, we know a man who's living alone right now but has memory problems. He gets confused about what time of day it is but does most things for himself. He's in his late 60s and needs help with meals, shopping, and reminders. He attends an adult day program during the day. He can't afford the round-the-clock care and doesn't need a nursing home, but he really shouldn't be alone anymore. And he has no other family. He would be perfect to move into someone's home. He could pay rent, and the person he lives with would get a stipend for the support they provide him. The hope is that if a caregiver has the room and the desire to support someone, we can help introduce them to people. In Connecticut, we have a shortage of housing and caregivers. This is a creative option that will help people stay safe.
Can anyone be on the program?
So the person who needs help must be on the Connecticut Home Care Program for Elders or the Medicaid Waiver Program, it's sometimes referred to. That provides non-medical and home and community-based help. It's typically operated by an agency on aging or what we call an access agency. A lot of folks hear the word Medicaid and they think of health insurance like Obamacare. But this is not that. There are multiple programs under our Medicaid system. They are designed to help folks to stay at home and get help with bathing, dressing, meals, and transportation. Connecticut actually also has additional programs that are funded by the state through these same services. So there are two programs in Connecticut for adults that fund adult family living. One is for those above age 60, and one is for people who are age 18 to 60. So far more people qualify than they might realize, and we're always encouraging folks to call us to learn more about it. We know it's confusing. We all have an interest in helping people to get care early to prevent more costly care or unnecessary hospitalizations. So too often people don't seek this help until their needs are much greater than they wish, much greater, and they wish they had known about it sooner.
I agree. So if someone is interested to find out more about the program, who should they contact?
To find out more about the program or to see if you qualify, contact us at 203-659-3699.
Great. Laura, thank you so much for being on our podcast today and providing important information about Mosaic Adult Family Living. We appreciate it. So here's what we learned today. Mosaic Adult Family Living is a new creative option to support older adults at home. A care partner can receive a tax-free daily payment for help they provide. You must be able to live together, and you can help more than one individual under the supervision of a nurse. To get compensated, the person who needs the help must be on the Medicaid waiver, also known as Title 19, through an agency on aging or access agency. The experts at Mosaic Adult Family Living can also help explain and coach you through the application process as well.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaic Senior Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK, 833-MSL-LINK, that's 833-675-5465, or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's Mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life, .org, mosaicsl.org, for more information on any of our services.